弟兄姊妹好,
Please to brothers and sisters.
一个月来到蓬蓬南一次,
I will visit you once a month.
所以来到蓬蓬南特别宝贵,
so it is very precious for me to come here.
一个月才看到你们一次,
because I can only see you once a month.
啊, 不是一个月, 是上个礼拜, 上个礼拜, 一个半月,
actually, it was one, it's been 1.5 months.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
今天给你们讲个最好的题目,
and this morning I want to share with you something the best.
罗马第八章,
it's in Romans chapter 8.
第一节到第四节,
and verses 1 to 4.
大家翻到没有?
Do you have your Bible with you?
今天圣经要好好读啊。 罗马书第八章, 罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章1到4节, 如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了, 因为赐生命圣灵的律, 在基督耶稣里释放了我, 使我脱离罪和死的律了, 律法既因肉体软弱, 有所不能行的, 神就差遣自己的儿子, 成为罪身的形状, 做了赎罪祭, 在肉体中定了罪案, 是律法的义, 成就在我们这不随从肉体, 只随从圣灵的人身上。
不读英文。
读。 Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 4. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
第5节到第6节,
verses 5 to 6.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事, 随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事, 体贴肉体的就是死, 体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
9节到第10节,
verses 9 and 10.
如果神的灵住在你们心里, 你们就不属肉体, 乃属圣灵了。 人若没有基督的灵, 就不是属基督的。 基督若在你们心里, 身体就因罪而死, 心灵却因义而活。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
12节到17节,
verses 12 to 17.
弟兄们, 这样看来, 我们并不是欠肉体的债, 去顺从肉体活着。 你们若顺从肉体活着, 必要死, 若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行, 必要活着。 因为凡被神的灵引导的, 都是神的儿子。 你们所受的不是奴仆的心, 仍旧害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的心, 因此我们呼叫阿爸父, 圣灵与我们的心同证, 我们是神的儿女, 既是儿女, 便是后嗣, 就是神的后嗣, 和基督同作后嗣, 如果我们和他一同受苦, 也必和他一同得荣耀。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yet you have not received the spirit of bondage against to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cried out, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
我们要读一处旧约的圣经。
And we want to read a new Old Testament.
民数记。
In the book of Numbers.
二十一章。
Verses 21. Chapter 21.
先读四到九节。
Verses 4 to 9.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨赌神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。百姓到摩西那里说，我们怨毒耶和华和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snakes, he lives.
我们最后读约翰福音三章十二节到十五节。
Last place, John 13:12-15.
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
If, chapter 3 verse 12 to 15 If I have told you earthly things and you will believe, now how shall you believe when I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heavenBut he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
罗马书第八章
The chapter 8 of Romans
是圣经里面讲到圣灵最大的一章。
It's the greatest chapter that speaks of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
罗马书八章讲到十一个圣灵的经历。
And in this particular chapter, it talks about 11 kinds of Holy Spirit.
这是圣经里面最宝贵的一章圣经。
Therefore, this is such a precious chapter in the Bible.
保罗给我们讲了这么大的圣灵的经历。
Because Paul told us the great experiences of the Holy Spirit in this chapter.
而一开始的地方。
In the beginning,
罗马书四节根据 民数记二十一章讲的。
And the basis of the first few verses is based on the experience in Roman in Numbers.
律法尽肉体软弱又不能行的。
And because the weakness in the flesh, they cannot fulfill the requirement of the law.
神就差遣他的儿子。
Therefore, God has sent His own Son.
成为罪身形状。
To be the, in the likeness of a sinful man.
在肉身中定了罪案。
So that he can condemn sin in sinful man.
叫律法的义成就在我们不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
In order that the righteous requirements of law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Holy Spirit.
保罗的话从民数记出来的。
And this verse is based upon the scriptures in Numbers.
民数记有一段的记载。
Because there's a record in the book of Numbers.
说到主浩大的救恩。
And that speaks of the great salvation of the Lord.
以色列人在旷野行走。
Israelites were traveling in the wilderness.
他们有一天
One day,
他们怨摩西了
they spoke against Moses.
They 背叛摩西
and they rebelled against Moses.
他们也背叛神
and they also rebelled against God.
神就让许多火蛇进到他们中间去
Therefore, God sent venomous snakes into their midst.
而这些火蛇是非常毒的蛇
and these are very poisonous snakes.
咬他们
So the snakes bit Israelites.
死的人很多。
Many people died, according to God.
摩西求告神。
So Moses prayed to God.
神就给摩西一个救恩。
So God prepared redemption or salvation for him.
叫他画一条火蛇在杆子上。
He told Moses to make a snake and put that snake on a pole.
摩西没有本事造一条火蛇啊。
There's no way he can make a snake out of nothing.
所以神就让他造了条铜蛇
so he made a snake out of bronze
挂在杆子上
and put it on a pole
所有被蛇咬伤的人
so whoever was they were bit by the snake
望自己的伤口就都死了
if they focused on their wounds they would die
来到铜蛇面前
but if they come to the snake of bronze
仰望铜蛇
if they look at the snake
望铜蛇的人就活了
those who look at the snake Can live.
我们一首很好的诗歌
We have a great hymn.
叫做望救活
It's, The topic is a look and you shall live.
看铜蛇活了
If you look at the snake, you will live.
看伤口的人死了
But if you focus on your wound, you die.
而主耶稣在约翰福音第三章
And in John chapter 3,
主亲口说 Jesus, 这个铜蛇就是说到他自己
Jesus personally told everyone that snake refers to him
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇
How Moses lift up the snake in the wilderness
人子也照样被举起来
So while the Son of Man be lifted up
叫一切信他的
So he who believes in him
不至灭亡反得永生
Will not perish but have eternal life
铜蛇这个故事
So the story of the bronze snake
是直接说到主的浩大救恩
Directly refers to the great salvation of the Lord
神叫摩西造条蛇在杆子上
So God told Moses to make a snake and put on the pole
神让摩西造条铜蛇
A snake out of bronze
为什么造条铜蛇呢
Why bronze?
铜蛇
Bronze snake
有蛇的形状
So that the snake out of bronze has the image of a snake
而没有蛇的生命
It does not have the life of a snake
有蛇的形状
Has the image, the likeness
而没有蛇的毒
But no, does not have the poison
正预表耶稣基督道成肉身
So that tells us that like Jesus who was the word became flesh
他成了我们罪身的形状
He came into the likeness of our sinful man
他从来不知道罪
Yet he does not know any sin
和罪无关
He had nothing to do with sin.
而铜蛇
And this snake out of bronze
还有第二个意义
has another significance.
铜在旧约是预表审判
Because bronze refers to judgment in the
Old Testament. 挂一条铜蛇
So when you put a bronze snake on the pole
正是说到主成为罪身形状
It talks about how Jesus himself came in the likeness of sinful man.
在十字架上 为我们担当神的审判
and bore the judgment of God on the cross for us.
所以摩西那一天做了一些大事啊。
So what Moses did was a great thing.
摩西把铜蛇举起来。
So when he looked up the bronze snake on the pole.
这个说到耶稣基督道成肉身。
That refers to later on how Jesus would come into the flesh.
承认我们罪身形状。
And took the likeness of a sinful man.
二在挂在十字架上。为我们担当神的审判
and he was bearing the judgment of God on the cross for us sinful men
这是民数记二十一章的救恩故事
so this is a story regarding salvation in the book of Numbers in chapter 21
罗马八章就引这个故事
and in chapter 8 of Romans
来说到神的完全的救恩
to explain further the salvation of Jesus Christ
律法竟肉体软弱有所不能行的
For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature.
神就差遣他的儿子
God did it by sending his own son
成了罪身的形状
in the likeness of sinful man
为我们担当罪
to be a sin offering
叫今天律法的义
so that the righteous requirements of the law
成就在我们这不随从肉体只是一种圣灵的人身上
can be fully fulfilled on us who do not live according to the sinful nature but according to the spirit
就这里保罗就引到圣灵的经历了
therefore this is how Paul started talking about the experience of the Holy Spirit
保罗一开始说了四方面圣灵的经历
and there are four aspects he started with
随从圣灵
first is to follow The Holy
第二思念圣灵
to set your mind on the Holy Spirit
第三体贴圣灵
to be mindful to be thoughtful of the Holy Spirit
第四照着圣灵
and to do according to the Holy Spirit
我们要永远谢谢保罗
and we have to give a great thanks to the
给我们这样伟大的圣灵经历
for his sharing of these great experiences regarding the Holy Spirit
叫二千年教会
for over 2,000 years
知道怎样经历圣灵
church can know how to experience the Holy Spirit
知道怎样靠圣灵活着
can know how to live on according to the Holy Spirit
我们活过二千年直到如今
it's been over 2,000 years now for the church
天天宝贵的事经历
and every day we experience the Holy Spirit
跟随圣灵
to follow the Holy Spirit
思念圣灵
to set our mind on the Spirit
体贴圣灵
to be thoughtful of
照着圣灵
and to do according to the Holy Spirit
其实我们呢、啊、日常生活都在这四个圣灵经历里面
and you know our life does not come go out beyond these four
跟随圣灵
to follow the Holy Spirit
我们活在地上就两个可以跟从的
you know when we live on earth there are only two things we can follow
要么跟随肉体
either to follow our sinful nature
要么跟随圣灵
or our Holy Spirit
没信主的人只有一个就是跟随肉体、啊、
if you don't know the Lord you can only follow your flesh
他们倒是比我们简单的多
and that actually is pretty straightforward
也不需要考虑就是跟随肉体嘛
you don't have to seek or think
我们信主了
once we are saved
信主里面有两个可能了
then we have two possible directions
可以跟随肉体
I can go with the Holy Spirit
也可以跟随圣灵
or the sinful nature
我们天天早晨起来
every morning when we wake up
就有个选择了
we start to make choices
今天这一天
throughout the day
我要跟随肉体呢
what should I follow
我要跟随圣灵呢
my flesh or the Holy Spirit
你记得每天早晨起来啊
so remind yourself every morning when you get up
每一个人每天早晨就像亚当在两棵树面前一样的
you will be acting like Adam standing in front of those two trees
我是生命树呢
should I choose the tree of life
我是分别善恶树呢
or the tree of knowledge of good and evil
分别善恶知识树那是鬼魔
and following the tree of knowledge of good and evil I'm following the devil
生命树那是耶稣基督
if I choose the tree of life I'm choosing Jesus Christ
接受主呢
so should I choose the Lord
那我就跟随圣灵而活着
and I need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit
我若接受我自己呢
if I choose myself
那我就凭着肉体而活着
and I live according to my flesh
每天早晨一样
every morning the same choices
每件事都一样
every matter I encounter the same choices
每一个日子都一样
every day is like that
我跟随肉体活着
should I follow my flesh and live
或者我跟随圣灵活着
or I follow the Holy Spirit and live
我一生当中这两个结局太多太多了。
Oh, we have to repeatedly make this choice.
在我一生当中最大的两件事。
And you know, in my own life, life, there are two reasons.
一件事从上海到台湾。
One is to migrate from Shanghai to Taiwan.
第二件事从台湾到美国。
And one is from Taiwan to the United States.
这两步跨度太大了。
These are two great decisions.
在美国我就住了45年了。
I live on this land for over 45 years.
跨到美国再跨不回去了。
And once I came here, it seems like I could not go back.
活在美国，死在美国去见主了。
And I think I will die in this land and see the Lord.
这两步路要跨得很清楚才行啊。
Yeah, when I make these two huge decisions, I had to be very clear.
这两步路我也的确是那么清楚，圣灵在引导我。
And indeed, I had a clear guidance of the Holy Spirit when
I made those decisions. 那么清楚，圣灵引导我从上海到台湾。
I was very clear that the Holy Spirit took me from Shanghai to Taiwan.
也那么清楚从台湾到美国。
In the same way, very clearly from Taiwan to the U.S.
是当圣主告诉我要去美国。
When the Lord told me when I was in Taiwan that I'm going to the United States.
而且主引导很清楚去洛杉矶。
And the Lord said very specifically to Los Angeles.
我说主，我不好讲了。
I said, Lord, I don't know what to say.
因为我自己有些多嘴，却到处不喜欢人去美国。
Because, you know, prior to that, I told people that I don't like to go to the United States.
最不喜欢人去洛杉矶。
And especially Los Angeles.
因为我的长辈 witness 立在洛杉矶啊。
Because one of my elders is in Los Angeles.
我们不要给 witness 立去打对台啊。
I want not to work against witness 立。
哪里都可以去，洛杉矶不要去。
Therefore, I made up my mind I can go anywhere else but Los Angeles.
现在我自己要去美国了。
But now the Lord says go to the United States.
而且要去洛杉矶。
To Los Angeles.
我话不好讲啊。
I didn't know what to say.
我说主，我真是没有办法了。
As the Lord, I'm out of ways.
我去找一个年长的姊妹帮助我。
So I went to seek counsel with the elder, a spiritual sister at home.
她是那么样活在主面前的人。
Because she lives in the presence of God.
而且是那样不随便讲话的人。
And she doesn't give comment randomly.
所以我去看她。
So I went to seek her counsel.
我没有讲话，她先讲话了。
Before I even start, after a word, she spoke.
她说弟兄，主对你有差遣，你要顺服啊。
Brother, the Lord has sent, give you a commission and you need to obey.
好好好，我说侯小姐，你也不知道主差遣我去哪里。
I said, you know, Sister Ho, you had no idea where the Lord is taking me.
我去的地方我活不了的。
I don't think I can survive in that place.
何姐，我不管这个。
Sister Ho says, I don't care.
我只晓得主今天叫我告诉你一句话。
I only knew the Lord asked me to tell you this.
主对你有差遣，你要顺服。
He has sent you and you need to obey.
从那里出来了。
So I left her house.
心里面更压力更大了。
And I just feel so stressed out.
去跟另外一个年长姊妹龙小姐。
So I went to see counsel with another elder sister.
她也是那样活在主面前的人。
She also was very spiritual.
也是个不随便讲话的人。
And she does not talk randomly either.
我就看到了。
So I went to visit her.
我一进去啊。
And I just walked in
her house. 这两个平常不随便讲话的人都是第一个讲话。
And you know, these two sisters who does not speak easily, they both spoke first.
她一开始说讲的话跟侯小姐一模一样。
And she said exactly the same thing Sister Ho said.
主对你有差遣，你要顺服。
The Lord has sent you and you need to obey.
我心里想，好，主你向我挑战第二次了。
I said, well, this is very challenging, Lord.
我的姊妹。
So I said, sister,
你不是最不喜欢人去美国吗？
Didn't you tell me that you don't want people to go to the United States?
她说我不喜欢人去美国。
She said, I said that.
我从来没有不喜欢神差遣一个人去美国。
I said, I don't like people go to the States, but I never said I don't want God send someone to the States.
真是会讲话呀。
Well, she was very eloquent.
她这句话转过来了，变我双倍的压力了。
And her comment made me feel even more pressure.
两个人讲这样的话。
Now, two spiritual sisters said the same
thing. 我就下了决心准备去美国了。
So I made up my mind, so okay, I'm going to the United States.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵的引导。
Oh, dear brother and sister, when the Holy Spirit guides.
不仅在大事上。
And they got the Holy Spirit guides not only on great things.
在我们日常小事上。
But also on small trivial things in our daily life.
天天起来。
every day.
天天跟随圣灵。
We need to get up and follow the Holy Spirit.
天天早晨起来。
Every morning when you get up.
就在摆在我们日常的小事上。
On small things we doing every day.
跟随肉体呢？
Should I follow my flesh?
跟随圣灵呢？
Or follow the Holy Spirit?
两个路摆在我们前面。
There are always two ways in front of us.
保罗说，不仅要跟随圣灵。
Paul said, not only to follow the Holy Spirit,
思念圣灵,
you also need to set your mind on the
things of the Spirit. 也可以翻作圣灵的思念,
or the thought of Holy Spirit.
Mind.
The mind of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的思念,
set your mind on the mind of the Holy Spirit.
我们经常思念肉体的,
you know, we always set our mind on fleshly things.
很少思念圣灵啊,
rarely do we think about what the Holy Spirit wants.
这是我们要学的一个功课啊,
and we need to practice.
一个弟兄，我知道他不大喜欢我。
I know there's a particular Christian brother who didn't like me very much.
或者莫名其妙向我笑一笑。
And one time, out of my surprise, he smiled at me.
我又想这个笑不怀好意。
I thought that was a pretty evil smile.
下面就连着想，我可要防备你了。
And I thought, okay, I better be careful.
这点莫名其妙向我笑一笑。
He smiled at me for no reason.
好，你想下去的事啊。通通思念肉体、啊、
And then the more I thought, the more、the thoughts on flesh occur.
不思念肉体。
So do not set my mind on the
flesh. 思念圣灵。
But set my mind on the, what's on the mind of
Spirit. 我们里面是思念主。
And we need to set our mind on the Lord.
对任何事以圣灵来做反应。
And react to all situations through the Holy Spirit.
我们就任何事和主发生关系。
Then everything we do is related, involves the Lord.
思念圣灵。
Set your mind on the Holy Spirit.
体贴圣灵。
And to be thoughtful.
什么叫体贴圣灵呢？
What does that mean?
体贴圣灵是个光景，很难诉说啊。
And it is a condition. It's hard to fully
describe. 好像我拿着一满盆的水呀、
啊。For example, I have a full bucket of water.
拿着一满盆的水走路啊。
And I'm walking.
我不要让一滴水洒在外面。
And my goals do not spill even a drop. 那
就小小心心地走，
so、
对不对
？I'll be very careful when I walk.
不要洒出去啊
！So it does not spill.
水很容易洒出去啊
！It's easy for water to overspill.
很像这个光景。
And that's just like that.
满有圣灵。
To be full of the Holy Spirit.
那整天我们在圣灵里面生活。
And to live in the fullness of the Spirit.
在圣灵里面走路。
Walk in the spirit.
不思念肉体。
And do not set our mind on the flesh.
更不跟随肉体。
And do not follow what my body desires.
体贴圣灵。
But be controlled by the spirit.
那么小心的跟随啊。
Very carefully following him.
圣灵在我们里面呢。
You know, we have the Holy Spirit inside.
他比我们的感觉还多啊。
And he's very sensitive.
那是耶稣基督的感觉啊。
And that is the feeling.Of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在我们里面
When Jesus is in us,
照着主的性情来活着
He lives according to the nature of God.
和我们的生命性情真不一样啊
Which is very different from our nature.
所以我们里面体贴圣灵
So we need to learn to be thoughtful of that.
小心翼翼地走路
Carefully live our lives.
像被一盆水一样要洒出去啊
It's like holding a full bucket of water, don't
let it spill. 一不小心就洒出去了
If we don't be careful, we can spill easily.
你们听懂我讲话没有
Do you understand what I'm saying?
那么你们就今天起开始好好的体贴圣灵就知道这个味道了
So why don't we start doing that today?
下面保罗要讲了
And then Paul continued by saying
讲体贴圣灵有讲究了
And it has a lot, there's a lotprinciples involving following the Holy Spirit. Very, very important.
先明白了体贴圣灵。
First, need to know our mind need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵。
And then we need to do according to the Holy Spirit.
什么叫照着圣灵呢
？What does that mean?
我曾经叫两个弟兄做一个游戏啊。
And you know, we two brothers played this game before.
一个弟兄走在前面。
One will walk ahead of the other.
一个弟兄走在后面。
One is behind, one.
我走在前面的人呢，要跟着后面的人行动。
The one in the front need to follow the one in the back.
他怎么动，你也怎么动。
You do exactly what the guy in the back.
所以他一直要看后面的，对不对
？So when they walk, he has to turn back.
后面的人举右手，他不会举右手。
And then if the guy in the back raises his right hand, the
front. 后面的人动左脚，他也不会动左脚。
And whatever the guy in the back do, he needs to do it.
那天表演是后前面的人更得一塌糊涂啊。
And of course, it was a mess.
老是更错啊。
He made so many mistakes.
我们比这个游戏还不容易啊。
You know, following Holy Spirit is much difficult.
主不是在我们后面。
Because the Lord is not behind us.
主在我们里面。
He's inside of us.
我们要在里面跟随耶稣啊。
We need to follow the Lord from inside.
我刚开始跟随的真是不好。
You know, when I first started learning, I made a lot of mistakes.
明明跟随错了。
And obviously, I make many mistakes.
但是跟随一段时候啊。
But after a while,
我现在讲一句话。
I have to say,
跟随圣灵。
When I follow the Holy Spirit,
没有对错的问题。
You know, there's really right from wrong.
跟随错了也是对的。
There's no right or wrong when you try to follow the Holy Spirit. Even if you make mistake, that is still correct.
因为主知道我在跟随圣灵。
Because the Lord knows our heart desire to follow the Holy Spirit.
这是没有经历的常常错。
And because I was inexperienced, so I made a lot of mistakes.
我发现我跟随错了，结果主还负责任的。
So even though I made a mistake, the Lord was fully responsible. He took care of everything.
主知道我在跟随圣灵。
He knew I meant to follow the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，跟随圣灵。
To follow the Holy Spirit.
多错才少错了。
It's actually less errors if you make a lot of errors.
没有少错不错的事的。没有一个人绝对不错的。
There's no such logic. If I make a little mistake, that's no mistake.
慢慢又经历了，错的很少了就是了。
You know, after we are experienced, we make less errors.
只能说不太错了。
We can say we seldom make mistakes.
从来没有绝对不错的人。
But no one can boast us, I never.
错了还是对的。
I was never wrong. And even I made a mistake, in God's eyes, I was right.
因为主知道我在跟随主。
Because he knew I meant to follow him.
所以主负我一切责任。
So he takes care of everything.
照做圣灵。
To do it according to the Holy
Spirit. 主只要动，我怎样动。
I will move as the Lord moves.
主只要感觉，我怎样感觉。
I will feel as the Lord feels.
我们一直反映主在我们里面的行动。
And all we do is to reflect what the Lord is doing inside of us.
照着圣灵。
To do it according to the Holy Spirit.
大家现在记得这四件事，好不好？
So let's memorize these four things.
什么？
What are they?
第一个什么？
Follow the Holy Spirit.
跟随圣灵。第二呢？思念圣灵。
Set your mind on the Holy Spirit.
第三呢？
Be considerate of the
Holy Spirit. 体贴圣灵。第四呢？
Do according.
照着圣灵。大家都来背背这四个名字，好不好？
So memorize these four things.
跟随圣灵。
Follow.
大家说。
Follow the Holy Spirit.
还有呢？
Set your mind on the Holy Spirit.
思念圣灵。还有呢？
Be thoughtful.
体贴圣灵。还有呢？照着圣灵。下面要讲体贴圣灵的重要了。
Now Paul talk about the importance of being mindful of the Holy Spirit.
那我们大家都学这件事，好不好？
And we need to try to learn this.
我和你大家回去了，从今天开始，大家都跟随圣灵。
Let's all go home and start to be mindful.
都思念圣灵。
To be mindful of what the Holy Spirit.
都学习体贴圣灵。
To be thoughtful of the Holy Spirit.
都学习照着圣灵。
To do according to the Holy Spirit.
下面保罗就讲体贴圣灵。
And that's what Paul was trying to tell us.
体贴肉体的人，思念肉体的事。
The mind of the sinful man.
体贴圣灵的人。
The sinful nature have their mind set on
what the nature
desires.
圣灵的事。
But those who live according to the Holy Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit
desires. 体贴肉体就是死。
The mind of sinful man is death.
体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
保罗真的讲了句太好的话了。
And that's such a great statement.
太伟大的话了。
What a wonderful thing he said.
体贴肉体就是死。
And the mind of sinful man is death.
这句话好不好？
Isn't that a good saying?
那保罗说死。说了个死字还有什么好呢？
You say what is that? What is death good?
体贴肉体就是死。
Because the mind of sinful man is death.
保罗在这里说这个死字太好了。
The word death is a good word here.
太宝贵了。
It's very precious.
保罗在这里说个死啊。
When Paul said death here,
就好像我们开车那个车上的刹车一样的。
It's like the brake in the car.
那个车上的刹车太重要了。
Brake is very important for a car.
但必要的时候救我们的命啊。
It actually can save our lives.
刹车太重要了。
It's important to have a brake.
有一天我还在开车。
I remember when I was still driving.
那天我们开车开得很慢。
We drove very slowly that day.
就没有理由会撞车的嘛。
And there's no way I could rear end anybody.
后面的车重重地撞了我一下。
And the car behind me hit me hard.
我下来了。
I got off my car.
我到后面车的那里。
I took a look at it.
你为什么会撞我的？
I went to talk to him. He said, "Why did you hit me?"
怎么撞我的？
We were all moving so slow.
我发现两件事。
And then I discovered two things.
他是个墨西哥人。
First, he was a Hispanic.
墨西哥人没关不重要。
It has nothing to do with his being.
他不会讲英文。
But the problem is he doesn't converse in English.
我们两人对着不能没法交通。
So we didn't know how to communicate.
第二件事。
Secondly,
他自己把刹车用力踩一下。
He slammed on his brake.
两个手一摊。
And then he let loose of his hand.
他告诉我他没有刹车。
Oh, he showed me by slamming hard on the brake and look.
刹车不灵啊，刹车有问题啊。他踩下刹车，刹车没有问题啊。
He demonstrated to me how the brake was working.
那我可反而严重了。这没有刹车，你开到路上来啊。
Then I got concerned. How could you drive a car that the brake doesn't work?
我要找警察了。
So I had to ask the help of
police. 你不只会撞我，你会撞别人的。
Because if you continue to drive, you hit many more cars.
我有主保守，不一定每个人都有啊。
I have the protection of the Lord, but that doesn't mean everybody else has protection.
你可能会撞死人的。
You might accidentally kill somebody.
我要找警察来，让警察让你回家。
And I need to ask the help of authority to.
没有刹车的车怎么开到路上来
？So that you don't drive this car anymore.
刹车太重要了。
It's important to have a brake.
你去每一辆车。
When you go buy a car,
好好检查，对不对？
You need to do a thorough inspection.
刹车的部分要你好好检查掉。
Make sure the brake works.
刹车有问题，绝对不买这个车的。
Don't buy a car that doesn't have an effective brake.
刹车太重要了。
Because brake is essential.
第二的是要救你的命了。
It has to save your life.
保罗所说的话。
And so when Paul says here,
体贴肉体就是死。
So the mind of a sinful man is death.
这个词就像车上那个刹车一样的。
It's like a brake of a car.
我们说话说的不对了。
You know, when we casually speak,
我们在做件事。
Or we do something freely.
做事做的一半做的不对了。
Halfway into something, we feel wrong.
我们就尝到死的味道了。
And you taste death.
你们尝到过没有？
Have you had experience like that?
你们尝到过？
Have you experienced something like that?
都没表情，都尝到过的呀。
We all feel that death.
我从来没尝到过，你不盖也不饼啊。
If you never taste that, then you.
那说明你得救还有问题了。
You may not have been saved.
我们所有得救的人。
So those who are truly
saved. 都尝过这味道的呀。
Will have that kind of experience.
我说话说的不对，有没有？
Halfway you're speaking to your speaking.
我们太多次说话说不对了。
That happened a lot, right? You feel that something was wrong.
你都尝到死的味道了。
You taste death.
我们做事做的不对了。
Or you were doing something halfway.
尝到死的味道了。
And you feel a death inside.
什么叫做死的味道？
What does that mean?
说不出来的不妥帖。
You just feel this unease, this prejudice.
说不出来里面的不平安了。
You just feel lack of peace in the process.
说话就不要再说下去了。
If you sense that death, then stop talking.
做事也不要再做下去了。
Or stop doing what you were doing.
主已经给你踩刹车了。
Because the Lord slammed on the brake.
体贴肉体就是死。
The mind of sinful man is death.
这个时候叫我们里面的刹车。
So that's like a brake inside our heart.
那我说又尝到味道不好。
And you taste this unease inside.
很宝贵。
That's something so precious.
主不喜欢了。
Because the Lord is telling you that he doesn't like that.
主在里头不愿意再说下去了。
He doesn't want you to continue to speak like that.
我们尝到死的味道了。
So you taste death.
主踩刹车了。
It's like the Lord put his foot on the brake.
那我就也应该刹车了。
Then we need to stop.
就不要再说了。
Then just stop talking like that.
一个弟兄，我跟他住在一个房间的。
I used to live with a Christian brother.
哎呀，我。 太知道他的问题了。
I knew his problems.
太爱讲话了。
His problem was talkative.
一直讲话。
Talks too much.
也不讲好话，就讲坏话。
And nothing good out of his mouth either.
说三道四。
And he gossiped a lot.
在背后批评这个，批评那个。
And he criticized other people behind their back.
我和他住在一个房间，我才知道了。
So I, you know, being his roommate, I knew his problem.
其实他讲话讲了多少次，他里面不平安了。
And you know, many times.He felt uneasy as he spoke.
不平安，还要说。
But he did not stop talking.
有天嘛，给别人在讲话。
And one time he was talking to others.
我听到那个讲的话中不对耶。
And I overheard the conversation that was really bad.
我在旁边就说了。
So I said.
说了不平安，不要再说了。
I said, since you sense the unease inside, stop talking.
他说，再说两句。
He said, just two more sentences.
这是没有救的。
Like hopeless guy.
有点晚上我们两人睡觉啊。
One night we were sleeping.
他说梦话把我讲醒了。
I was wakened up by his speaking in his dream.
他讲的声音很大呀。
And he was loud.
我醒过来正在骂自己啊。
And I woke up and I blamed myself.
他自己也骂自己啊。
Oh, he was blaming himself.
叫你不要说了，还要说。
He was talking to himself in sleep. Says, "I told you not to speak. Why do you still speak?"
他这个说话的毛病，他自己全知道的了。
So he was fully aware of his issue.
就是不肯顺服啊。
The problem he had was that he did not obey.
真想讲，真爱讲啊。
He loved to talk. He couldn't stop.
主在里面的刹车是灵的。
And you know the brake God put inside was effective.
不肯顺服啊。
But the problem was that he disobeyed.
我们都是这样。
And we are like that oftentimes.
你都不安了，就不要再说了。
So stop talking if you feel the Lord prohibit.
里头讲的不妥帖了，就不要再做了。
Stop doing something if you felt uneasy.
主在里头踩刹车了。
The Lord is stopping your car.
就像那个弟兄一样，再说两句。
And don't be like that, brothers. Just two more sentences.
虽然里面在讲，是就不要再讲了，还要讲。
You know the Lord is saying don't do it, but you still want to do it.
顺从肉体，不肯跟随圣灵。
We were following our flesh instead of the Holy Spirit.
顺从肉体就是死。
And when we do that, we get death.
跟随圣灵。
But the mind that controlled by the
Spirit. 乃是生命平安。
Is life and peace.
我们里面说不出来的平安呢。
A lot of times we just feel this great peace.
说不出来的妥帖呢。
Unspoken, unspeakable peace.
跟随主真好。
And it's so great to follow the Lord. And we need to follow the Lord.
虽然事情的结果我还没看到。
Even though we have not seen the end of this world.
我的灵里满有把握。
But I am confident in my spirit.
因为我一路都有主同在啊。
Because I have the presence of the Lord.
主就在这里啊。
I know the Lord is here.
主和我一同往前走路。
And he walks with me.
我就不怕前面的结果。
Therefore, I have no fear about the future.
主在这里。
Because he is with me.
一切主担当啊。
And he will take care of everything.
跟随圣灵。
So when I follow the Holy Spirit,
跟随肉体就是死。
We know if I follow the flesh, it's death.
跟随圣灵就是生命平安。
If we follow the Holy Spirit, we have life and peace.
我讲了这么多，大家懂了没有？
I've spoken a lot. Do you understand what I'm sharing?
懂了。
Do you understand?
感谢主，懂了。
Praise the Lord, if you do.
那我们回去操练了，好不好？
Then next thing is to practice what you understand.
这个罗马八章。第一个最大的学习。
And this is the greatest lesson in chapter 8 of
Romans. 不跟随肉体。
Do not follow your flesh.
只跟随圣灵。
But follow the Holy Spirit.
跟随肉体的人思念肉体的事。
Because those who follow the flesh set their mind on the flesh.
跟随圣灵的人思念圣灵的事。
And those who follow the Holy Spirit will set their mind on the Holy Spirit.
思念肉体就是死。
And when you set your mind on the flesh, it's death.
跟随圣灵。乃是生命平安。
But if you follow the Holy Spirit, it's life and peace.
今天早晨你们懂得这两句话。
If you understand these two sentences,
你们在聚会上算了。
Then you have learned a lot.
你们得了一生最宝贵的功课，往前走路了。
You have made your trip worthy, and you have learned the most important things.
大家回家操练什么？
So go home and practice. What do you practice?跟随圣灵，
懂了没
有、
啊？懂了怎么讲不出来？跟随操练什么
？What do we need to practice？
不跟随肉体。
Do not follow my flesh。
只跟随圣灵。
But follow the Holy Spirit。
大家都操练跟随圣灵。
Let's all practice that。
跟随肉体就是死。
Because when I follow my flesh, that results in death.
跟随圣灵。
And if I follow the Holy Spirit,
生命平安。
I have life and peace.
这是我们一生基督徒的道路。
And that is the path for a Christian.
人生道路千万件的事。
There are so many things on our path.
我们只有一个原则。
And we only hold on to one principle that I will not follow my flesh,
是跟随圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit.
尝到死的味道了。
And when you taste death,
感谢主，主为我刹车了。
You will say, Lord, thank you, you just slam on the brake.
所以我从你年轻的时候常常说了一半话不说了。
You know, that's why when I was younger, I often stopped halfway my word.
给人讲话有人觉得死地方真莫名其妙了。
People might feel I was weird because I stopped halfway in the conversation.
讲了一半不讲了。
And I did not finish what I was saying.
那是我觉得我在讲肉体的话。
I stopped because I knew I was in my flesh.
有的时候给弟兄说了句话。
Sometimes I told a Christian something.
觉得话没有错。
The words were right.
灵错了。
But the spirit behind those words
话是对的。
The words were right.
里面的感觉不对、
啊。The feeling side was wrong.
所以我再说一遍。
So I had to repeat what I said.
这是对的灵里面讲，感觉对的讲。
In the right spirit.
弟兄讲觉得死地方真是莫名其妙的。
And the other party may think I was weird.
一模一样的话我们讲两遍，是吗
？Why did you repeat the same sentence twice?
他不晓得我在学习跟随圣灵啊。
He didn't know I was learning. I was trying to follow the Holy Spirit.
第一句说话的时候灵不对。
Because the first time I said it, I was not in the right condition.
我重复讲第二遍，灵对了。
So I had to say it again in my right spirit.
在对的感。
So I feel right of saying that.
这是生命的学习。
That is the learning of our spiritual life.
只跟随圣灵。
Only follow the Holy Spirit.
不跟随肉体。
Do not follow the flesh.
下面保罗还带我们往前向圣灵经历。
And then Paul talked further in this.
他说，凡被圣灵引导的。都是神的儿子。
And those who are guided by the Holy Spirit is the Son of God.
我们所受的不是奴仆的灵。
Because what we have received is not a spirit of the bondage.
这里两个性质都应该翻作灵字。
The spirit of a bond slave.
这个中文讲的心，这原文都是灵。
The word in Chinese, usually they use the word heart. But
我们受的不是奴仆的灵。
So we have not received the spirit of a bond slave.
仍旧害怕。
They're still living in fear.
我们所受的。
But what we have received.
乃是儿子的灵。
Is the spirit of the son.
为此我们呼叫阿爸父亲。
That's why we can cry out Abba Father.
圣灵和我们的灵。统证我们神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit can witness that we are the children of God.
这保罗讲的很重要的事。
And this is something important.
我们要知道我们是神的儿女、啊。
We need to know that we are the children of God.
有些弟兄姊妹这感觉不重。
And a lot of people don't feel that way.
常常在最重要的事情他忘了。
A lot of Christians forgot about it, especially when they encountered most important things in their lives. They forgot that they were the children of God. If we are aware of that, we won't say certain things. Because I am a child of God. So there are things I don't say.
有些事做了一半我不做了。
And there are words I don't say, there are things I don't do.
因为我是神的儿女，这些事我不能做。
It's all because I am a child of God.
有些路别人看得很好，我不能走。
And there are paths that worldly people thought was great, but I do not try
them. 因为我是神的儿女。
It's because I am a child of God.
神的儿女这句话太大了。
This is such a great position.
啊，美国最有钱的财主叫什么名字啊？
Who is the richest guy in this country?
我也忘记他的名字。
I forgot his name.
不值得去想念他的名字。
It's not worth it to remember.
好。若是有一天要我去做他的儿子，我做不做啊
？Whoever that person is, if he said one day, brother Z, to be my son, be my son.
当然我不是他的儿子。
Of course, I'm not his son.
但是实际上的人，如果他做他的儿子，太高兴了。
A lot of people in this world may be happy to be his son.
问题他承认不承认
But the problem is the richest guy may not admit that we are his children.
他若承认你是儿子，你高兴死了。
A lot of people have a great thrill if the richest guy in this country thinks he's your father.
你可以分他的产业了。
Because then you have a part of his assets.
他所有的家产你都可以分了。
And you have a part in his assets and inheritance.
我们才不做这个事了。
But we care less about that.
这不过是一个污秽的罪人就是了。
Because that's the asset belonging to a filthy sinner.
他的名字我知道，我忘记了。
I'm sorry, I knew his name by
the way.
But what's the point to remember his name anyway? Because I have nothing to do with him.
我是谁啊?
Who am I?
我是神的儿女啊。
I am a child of God.
这个不得了啊。
That is something great.
我们的神,
our God,
创造万有的神,
is a God of all creation.
所有的万有都是神的。
And everything you see is his.
神的权柄太大了。
And he has great authority.
神所有的太丰富了。
And he has fullness in him.
神是全智全能的神。
He's all knowing and all capable.
他是我的父亲，你知道吧？
And do you know that he is my father?
那地上有钱人算什么呢？
Therefore, even the richest person on earth is nothing.
我的神是天地的父啊。
Because my father.Is the father of heaven and earth.
创造万有的父啊。
And the father who created all things.
凡被神的灵引导的。
And those who are guided by the spirit of father.
都是神的儿子。
It's the sons of God.
使徒约翰。
And John.
写约翰写书信的时候。
Apostle John, when he wrote his letters.
他写到第三章。
And in John chapter 3,
他说我们。是神的儿女。
There's a we are God's children.
再追上一句。
And he continued by saying that.
我们也是他的真儿女。
And indeed we are his true children.
我们不是假的儿女。
We are true children of God.
我们真的是神的儿女。
Indeed we are God's children.
因为约翰觉得他讲的话太大了。
And because he felt what he said was so great.
我们是神的儿女。
So he repeated by saying, we are children of God.
我们也真的是儿女。
And indeed we are truly children of God.
世人未曾认识我们。
And the world of people do not know us.
因为这些才没写明。
Because this fact has not been fully revealed.
有一天这个事要写明。
But one day, this thing will be
revealed. 当主来的日子。
That's when the Lord returns.
教会要在荣耀里和主一同出现了。
And his church will appear with him in glory.
所有的受造之物。
All the creation will see.
都要看见教会是神的儿女。
That church is the children of God.
那教会在主的大荣耀里出现了。
And church will appear in his great glory.
万有都是我们的。
And then we realize, oh, all creation is ours.
今天我们就先要看见了。
And we need to see that fact.Today,
我的父是创造万有的神。
I have a father who is the God that created heaven and earth.
万有都是他的。
And all things belong to my father.
一切权柄都在神手中。
And all the powers lies in his hand.
没有一个富有不在神手中。
There's nothing that's not in his hand.
他是我的父。
And then he is my
father. 我有什么缺少的。
And I shall have no lack.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神的儿女，有的人看见，有的人没有看见。
And this is important too that many children of God understand, because there are people that don't understand.
没有看见的人生活的真是可怜呢。
If you don't see this, you live in poverty.
神的儿女哪能够这样生活的
？How can children of God live in poor？
我一生从来没有找过一个人帮我一次忙。
And all the days of my life, I never asked for people's help financially.
这不是说我不需要。
It doesn't mean I had no lack.
很多事情我很为难。
And there are times it was challenging.
需要人帮忙。
I really needed help.
每次要人去帮忙。
Every time I tried to ask for help.
我的父亲是神啊。
I thought about, you know, my father is God.
我怎么去找一个是信的人帮我忙啊。
Why should I seek help from a flesh person?
那我在这里羞辱神了。
Then by doing that, I'm insulting my father.
所以我从来没找人帮我忙。
Therefore, I decided not to ask help from him.
所以我有很多见证可以做啊。
So I have a lot of testimonies about that.
到的时候神给我开路。
And my father opened up way for me in time of need.
到的时候神为我预备。
He provided for me in time of need.
到的时候神掌握每一件事。
He controls every situation that I encounter.
他是我的父亲啊。
Because God is my father.
我有一个好朋友。
I have this good friend.
他是德国人。
He's a German.
当地人。 白族人。
He's Caucasian.
非常好的弟兄。
A very good Christian brother.
有两天我们在一起，我整天听他讲见证的。
And you know, I was with him for a period of time. He shared his testimony repeatedly.
他说弟兄啊。
He said, you know, brother.
我在四十岁里，他比我大了四十，大了四十岁了。
He was 40 years older than I was.
他说我在四十岁的时候啊。
He said, when I was 40.
要去看一个布道大会。
I want to see this great crusade.
在德国。
It's in Germany.
上万的人听啊。
And like hundreds and thousands of people would go.
我搭了个帐篷。
So I pitched a tent.
我正要讲福音的时候啊。
And when I was about to share the gospel.
主真爱我。
The Lord loved me so much.
主就让个流氓来打我。
God sent a gang member to hit me up.
这流氓的力气很大。
And he was very strong.
一拳把我的膝盖打碎了。
And he actually broke my knee.
我没有办法了。
And I couldn't move.
但是下面一个聚会等着我。
Yeah, I need to speak in the next meeting.
那个上万人坐的帐篷已经支搭起来了。
And I was a speaker to that huge crusade.
我必须要去啊。
I need to go.
我就瘸着一个腿去。
So I went limping.
我要起来传福音。
I need to stand up and preach.
他说主真爱我。
He said the Lord really loved me.
又找一个流氓打我。
He said another gang member to beat me up.
我的主太奇妙了。
It was so marvelous.
他一拳打在我已经被打碎的膝盖上。
And he hit on my broken knee.
我痛得没办法忍受了。
I was in such agony.
我用我一个好的腿跪下来。
So with my good knee, I kneeled down.
他弟兄啊。
And I said, brother,
我没有祷告，我只讲了一句话。
I didn't say anything. I just.
我觉得很奇怪。
He said, brother Z, I did not pray. When I knelt down, I just said this.
我说你怎么这样当口不祷告
？I said, how come you didn't pray at time like that?
忙着讲话，讲什么话重要
？What did you say?
他我只讲一句话。
He said, I only said this.
我的父亲若是还活着
，If my father is still lives.
他说：“你知道我的父亲死了。”
You know my father died, right?
我父亲活着。
But my father lives.
他一定要为我想办法。
If my father still lives, he will try to solve my problem.
其实那句话，我知道我的父亲想不了什么办法。
Actually, we all know our fleshly father couldn't do anything.
我的膝盖被打碎了，我的父亲有什么办法好想的
？What could my fleshly father do if I have a broken knee?
但是我讲这句话。
But when I said that,
立刻有大用。
It has great power in it.
因为我讲这句话，天上的神受不了。
Because what I said triggered a great response to my heavenly father.
我地上的父亲太有限了。
My father on earth is very limited in his ability.
我地上的父亲太没有本事了。
And he couldn't do too much about it.
他也没有什么办法可以想的。
And I don't think he can solve my problem, right?
但是他验证了，他一定为我想办法。
But if my father is still here, he will try to find a way to fix it.
天上的父亲受不了这句话。
When he knelt down with his good knee and said that, heavenly father,
我的膝盖立刻好了。
Trigger a great response or reaction from the father in heaven immediately. His broken knee was.
绝对的神迹
，and that was an immediate miracle.
绝对的神迹
，he says absolute miracle.
不仅我的父亲，天上的神是我的父亲。
Because the God in heaven is my father too.
他受不了我讲这句话。
He couldn't bear my statement like that.
我地上的父亲活着，一定要为我想办法。
When I said if my father still lives, he will find a way.
地上的父亲没有什么办法好想。
The truth is, even he was there, he
couldn't. 天上的父不同啊。
But my heavenly father is different.
他真有办法呀。
He really is able.
他是万能的神啊。
He is Almighty God.
他全能啊。
He is Almighty.
他什么事都有办法。
There's nothing he cannot do.
我的膝盖马上就好了。
Immediately his broken knee was healed.
弟兄姊妹神一样是我们的父亲。
In that same way, brothers and sisters,
我们一生走过来。
And we will go through the days of our lives.
我们都仰望我们的神而活着。
We all need to look at him and live.
我的神是全能的神。
Knowing that my God is the Almighty God.
我的神是全智的神。
And he's the all-knowing God.
我的神全有的神。
And he's all for God.
他在他手中没有难事。
There's nothing impossible with him.
神岂有难成的事吗？
There's nothing impossible for God.
神就是我的神啊。
And this God is my God.
我是他的儿女。
And I'm his child.
凡被圣灵引导的 都是神的儿女。
And he who is guided by the Holy Spirit is the child of God.
我们的灵在我们里面。
We have a spirit inside.
圣灵在我们外面。
And the Holy Spirit is outside.
一起做见证。
Together bear this witness.
我们正是神的儿女。
Saying that we are indeed true children of God.
但牧者保罗说，既是儿女，就是后嗣。
So Paul continued by saying, if we are children, we are co-heirs.
原文说，与基督联合作做后嗣。
So we are co-heirs with Christ.
这个儿女跟后嗣意思完全不一样。
So there's a slight difference between children versus heirs.
我们神的儿女。
We, children of God.
儿女跟父亲生命的关系。
Children's tie with the Father is life.
我们既是儿女便是后嗣。
Since we are children,We are heirs.
后嗣不是生命的关系。
Heirs does not focus on the relationship of life.
继承的关系。
But focus on the fact that you are inheritance.
后嗣继承父亲一切产业。
You will receive everything the Father has.
我与基督一同做后嗣。
And we are co-heirs with Christ.
主怎样承受万有。
How the Lord receives all creation.
教会照样承受万有。
In the same way, His church will receive all things.
我们神的儿女要醒过来啊。
Therefore, wake up, children.
我们站在何等样的地位上啊。
Understanding what a great position we are standing on.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神岂有难成的事吗？
And there's nothing impossible with God.
神永远做好了他的父亲。
And he will be our father forever.
我们神的儿女做得不好。
And the problem is us, children.
老是忘记我是神的儿女。
Because we often forgot that we are children.
既是儿女便是后嗣。
Since we are children, we are heirs.
神的能力是我的。
Therefore, we can say the power of God is mine.
神的富有是我的。
And the riches in Him is mine.
神的智慧是我的。
The wisdom of God is mine.
神一切是我的。
Everything God has is mine.
我有什么缺乏？
Therefore, I shall have no lack.
我没有缺乏。
I have no need.
我和主一同做神的儿子。
And I am co-son with the Lord.
因为主把他的生命给
Because the Lord has given me His life.
我和主一同做后嗣。
And also I'm co-heirs with Christ.
既是儿女就是后嗣。
Since I'm His son, I am His heir.
所以现在我们和主一同受苦难。
Therefore, we may suffer with the Lord now.
将来就一同得荣耀。
So that we can be glorified with Him in the future.
我们的脚已经走在先受苦难。后得荣耀的路上。
And we have set our journey on this path where we'll suffer first and be glorified later.
等后主回来。
We are all waiting for the return of the Lord.
当主回来的时候。
And when he does,
教会要出现极大的荣耀里面。
Church will appear in the greatest glory ever.
我们每一个人都要彰显出极大的荣耀。
And each one of us will manifest a glory of God.
那是我们身体改变向主的时候。
And our physical body will be transfigured.
全被救恩应验在我们身上。
To be just like him, then you'll see the full salvation.
今天我们两个身份。
And today we have two roles.
以我们是神的儿女。
First one, we are the children of God.
我们有主的生命。
We have the life of God.
第二，我们是主的后嗣。
Secondly, we are his heirs.
我们承继主的一切丰富。
And we receive every fullness that's in him.
感谢主。保罗还没有讲完第八章了。
And Paul hasn't finished chapter 8 yet.
他要讲好几个圣灵的经历了。
And there's a lot more layers of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit.
今天我给你们讲的，你们够你们用了。
And what I share today is enough for us to practice.
跟随圣灵。
To follow the Holy Spirit.
思念圣灵。
To set your mind on the Spirit.
体贴圣灵。
To be thoughtful of the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵。
To do according to the Holy Spirit.
我们就磨成主的荣耀。
Then gradually we'll be molding to the glorious image of the Lord. Let's sing one more hymn.